أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the treatment of the people with the neighbors according to the social seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It is also a very important subject that we should understand it at first, and we should know the importance of the subject, and then we will talk about the types of the neighbors. And then we will talk about the blaming of, torturing of the neighbors. And these topics will include these matters that I have told you. And one by one, I would like to talk about these matters. You know it, that when we are in the family, there the communication between the persons, it is very limited. Of course, there are parents, there are children, and the communication between the husband and wife, and also the communication between parents and their children. So according to these relationships, according to these communications which can be created in one family, we can find out it that the roles which are between these people in the house, in the family, that is in emotional communications, and there are not fixed role or formal role, but there are all the things informals, and the people, they feel very easiness, and they feel that they are very relaxed in the family. But when a person goes out of the family, then we can face different people, that they are our neighbors. The roles and the order or the discipline which can be between these neighbors, that is sometimes can be a fixed roles, a fixed rights, and also according to special and formal rights, there the communication will be took place. But in Islam, we see it that Islam emphasizes that this emotional communication which is in the house, it should be out of the house also. And out of the house also, the people should communicate with each other, especially the neighbors, according to this emotional communication. Now, first of all, I would like to talk about the importance of this subject. I mean, the treatment with the neighbors, and according to the Holy Quran, and also according to the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Actually, if we see, if we focus up on this matter, we will find out that Islam and also the Holy Quran and the hadiths of the Holy Prophet, they emphasize over this communication and over this matter that neighbors are very important in Islam, and the people should treat with their neighbors in a very special way. So now, first of all, I would like to recite a verse from the Holy Quran which came in the Surah of Nisa. And I recited this verse in the beginning of my lecture. The number of the verses 36. Almighty Allah says, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. O people, you all should worship only Almighty Allah. And you do not have this right to worship except Almighty Allah. And serve Allah and do not associate anything with Almighty Allah. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then Almighty Allah says that you should be good and you should treat good with your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Not only with your parents you should have this good treatment, but وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَ, and those who are kinship with you and those who are your relatives. وَالْيَتَامَ, and you should be good, your treatment should be good with the orphans. والمساكين, and those who are needy, your treatment should be good with them. والجار ذي القربى, after these groups of the people, Almighty Allah says that this treatment, this good behavior, this kind behavior and gentle behavior should be with جار ذي القربى. What does جار ذي القربى means? It means that those neighbors which are your relatives, those neighbors which are near you. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, and also you should have a good treatment with those neighbors that they are far away from you. But you can say that they are also your neighbors. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, and those who are your companions, those who are your colleagues, those who are your friends, and so you should treat with them in a very good moral and a good behavior. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and those who are passenger and now they do not have anything and they finished their money, so you should treat with them in a very good manner. It is an order of Almighty Allah that Allah says that besides worshipping the Almighty Allah, besides good treatment with the parents, besides good treatment with the orphans, with the needy people, with the, your kinships and relatives, you should be kind. Your treatment and your behavior should be kind with those people who are your neighbors. So from here, we can understand that Almighty Allah in His holy book, in His noble book, emphasize our good treatment with the neighbors. It is one thing. The second thing, which shows again the importance of treatment and a good treatment with the neighbors, that is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet says that the Gabriel, he repeatedly and continuously came upon me and asked me to treat with the neighbors in a very good manner and to be generous with the neighbors. And this advice of the Jibreel from the side of Almighty Allah was as much as I thought that maybe the neighbors, they also will be share with our property and they will be taking the heritage from us. So it is the hadith from the Holy Prophet who says, مَا زَالَ جِبْرَئِيلُ يُوسِينِ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ. What does it mean? It means that the Holy Prophet has said, Jibreel always used to advise me to be generous and to have a good treatment with the neighbors, till I thought that Allah was going to include the neighbors among the heirs of Muslims. So look that this hadith shows the importance of the neighbors and the importance of the good treatment with the neighbors that Almighty Allah says, and also our Holy Prophet from the side of Almighty Allah narrated this hadith. The third hadith, which is again from the Holy Prophet, and it is also very important. Our Prophet said, look to your mother. What is the position of the mother in Islam? Of course, mother has a very great position, a very high position, that I have talked about this matter. That Almighty Allah says that the paradise in the heaven that is under the feet of the mother, and you should be kind with your mother. So here, our Prophet says that the respect of the neighbor is like the respect of the mother. As you understood, the position of the mother. So that position has the neighbors. It is the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kataba bayna al-muhajirin wal-ansar wa man lahiqa bihim min ahli Yathrib anna al-jara kan nafsi ghayr mudharrin wala athimin wa hurmata al-jari ala al-jar ka hurmati ummihi. The last part of this saying is this, that the respect of the neighbor is like the respect of the mother. It is necessary, it is obligatory for you that you should respect your mother. So the same is the case with the neighbors. You should respect your neighbor also, because they are the same. And the whole hadith is this, that one day our Prophet, he wrote a thing, he wrote a letter for the Muhajirin and for the Ansar. And then in that writing, our Prophet has written this thing, that annal jarra kan nafs. Do you know? That the neighbor is like yourself. It means that there is no difference between you and your neighbor. غَيْرُ مَضَارٍ. You do not have this right to harm your neighbor. وَلَا آثِمٍ. You do not have this right to tell your neighbor that he is sinful. وَحُرْمَةَ الْجَارِ عَلَى الْجَارِ كَحُرْمَةِ أُمِّهِ. In the respect of your neighbor is like the respect of your mother. This hadith came in the Usul-i-Kafi. The volume number is 4 and the page number is 490. Again, there is another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says that, do you know what is the position of the blood? What is the position of a person, a sinless person? Of course, he has a very great position. So our Prophet says, as the blood of your neighbor is safe for you and has a respect for you, you do not have this right to kill your neighbor. So the same is the case with the respect of the neighbors, that you should respect your neighbors. Our Prophet says in this narrations, حُرْمَةُ الْجَارِ عَلَى جَارِ كَحُرْمَةِ دَمِهِ. It means that the honor and the respect of your neighbor should be like the honor and respect of his blood. The fifth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, let me tell you the sign of a Muslim. Who is Muslim? Muslim is a person who respects his neighbor. أحسن مجاورة من جاورك تكون مسلما. If you be kind with your neighbor, if you treat and behave in a very kind manner, in a very gentle manner with your neighbors, then of course you can be and you can name yourself as a Muslim. Otherwise, if you torture your neighbor, if you harm your neighbor, then you cannot say and you cannot name yourself that you are Muslim. The sixth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, everyone likes and everyone loves it to be liked by Almighty Allah, to be liked by the Prophet. So do you know what is the way? The way is this, that if you do trade with a good manner with your neighbor, if you trade with your neighbor gently, in a very kindly, then of course Almighty Allah will love you. The Holy Prophet will love you. It is a saying from the Holy Prophet who says, إِنْ أَحْبَبْتُمْ أَنْ يُحِبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأَحْسِنُوا جَوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَكُمْ. If you wish that Almighty Allah and His Messenger love you, then you should do this. وَأَحْسِنُوا جَوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَكُمْ. Those who are your neighbors, you should trade with them in a very good manner. The seventh hadith is this, which is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam atahu rajulun min al ansar faqala inni ishtaraytu daran fi bani fulan wa inna aqraba jirani minni جوار من لا أرجو خيره ولا آمن شره قال فأمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عليا وسلمان وأبا ذر والمقداد أن ينادوا في المسجد بأعلى أصواتهم بأنه لا إيمان لمن لم يأمن جاره بوائقه فنادوا بها ثلاثا ثم أومأ بيده إلى كل أربعين دارا من بين يديه ومن خلفه وعن يمينه وعن شماله. This hadith also came in the Usul Kafi, the volume number 4, and the page number is 489. What does this hadith say? This hadith says that a person from Ansar, he came near the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and said that I have bought a house in one place, and there are some of my neighbors that some of them I do not wish and expect goodness from them. اشتريتُ داراً في بني فلان وإن أقرب جيراني مني جواراً من لا أرجو خيره وَلَا مَنْ شَرَّهُ and I am not safe from their badness. قَالَ فَأَمَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Our Prophet ordered the Ali, Salman, Abu Zar and Miqdad and told them that it is your duty that you should go to the mosque. أَيُّنَادُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ You should go to the mosque and announce the people بِأَعْلَى أَصْوَاتِهِمْ in your loud voice, till all of the people should hear it. Until بِأَنَّهُ لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَأْمَنْ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقُهُ You should announce the people this thing, that those who are harming their neighbors, those who are torturing their neighbors, those whose neighbors are not safe from them, they do not have iman, they do not have belief, they are not Muslim, they are not mu'min. فَنَادَوْ بِهَا ثَلَاثًا These three, four persons, they went to the mosque and with a loud voice they announced three times they said this. ثُمَّ أَوْمَأَ Then our Prophet pointed by his hand إِلَىٰ كُلِّنْ أَرْبَعِينَ دَارًا and said that, do you know what is the limitation of the neighbors? The limitation of the neighbors is this, that from every side and every direction, there should be 40 houses. إِلَىٰ كُلِّنْ أَرْبَعِينَ دَارًا مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْ Before, there should be 40 houses. Behind, there should be 40 houses. right hand, there should be 40 houses. Left hand, there should be 40 houses. That is the limitation of the neighbors. That you, it is your duty that you should be kind with these houses and these people which are around you. And these people are the neighbors. And it is a very great thing from the Holy Prophet. And also, according to many hadiths which came, our Prophet, in the end of his life, he gave some sermons and he said some khitaba. In those sermons, in those hadiths, in those lectures, our Prophet emphasized four times about this matter, that you should trade with your neighbors in a very good and gentle manner. So it is very important that our Prophet, in the end of his life, you should focus about this matter, that every person, it is by nature, every person, when his life reaches in the end, he tries to tell, he tries to say to the others all of his experience, the important thing he will say. Then our Prophet is the same. He tried to inform the people from the important things. And among those important things which our Prophet said, one was this, that you should trade with your neighbors in a very gentle and good manner. Nine thing which I would like to tell you is this, that if we look to Nahjul Balagha from our first Imam, then again we will see that our Imam, he emphasized about this matter. It came in the Khutbah Qasi'a and also the Khutbah Muttaqin. There our Imam said that it is your duty, وَلَا يُظَارُ بِالْجَارِ. One of the characteristic of the muttaqin in pious men is this, that they will not harm and torture the neighbors. وَلَا يُظَارُ بِالْجَارِ. And it shows again the importance of this subject. And also, when we see the last saying of our Imam, he advised to his son and said, Allah, Allah fi jiranikum. You should remember Almighty Allah. Remember Almighty Allah that you should trade with your neighbors in a very good manner. Allah, Allah fi jiranikum. The 11th thing is this, that if we look to the prayer of the Fatima, that the Fatima was trained by the hand of the Prophet in the house of the Prophet, in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam. She says, the narrator is Imam Hassan. He says that I was very small. In one night I was not sleeping and I was looking my mother, that what is she doing? I saw that my mother, she prayed for a long time, and she prayed for her neighbors, for her families, but she never prayed for herself. And when she finished the prayer, I asked from my mother, oh my mother, what is the matter? You have prayed for many people, but you have forgotten yourself. Then Fatima, alayhi salam, said, O my son, ya bunayya, al-jar thumma ad-dar. First of all, we should look after our neighbors. We should pay attention to our neighbors. Then we should pay attention to ourselves and to our household. So it again shows the importance of the subject. Of course, the neighbors can be divided in three types. So the second subject which I'm going to talk about is the types of the neighbors. According to the saying of the Holy Prophet, There are three kinds of the neighbor. One kind of the neighbor is those that they have only one right upon you. The second is those that they have two rights upon you. The three is those that they have three rights upon you. Who is the first? Who has only one right? The one who has only one right, that is the neighbor who is unbeliever and who is not Muslim, who is non-Muslim, but he has right upon you. You should trade with him in a very good manner. And the second is those that they are Muslim. They have two rights upon you. One is because of his being Muslim. The second because of his being neighbor. The one who has three rights, he is a Muslim who is your relative. And he has three rights upon you. One is because he is Muslim. The other because he is your neighbor. And the third because he is your relative also. So that's why he has three rights upon you. Now it is the hadith that our Prophet said, Al-jiranu thalathatun, the neighbors are in three types, in three kinds. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ حُقُقٍ. Some of them, they have three rights. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَهُ حَقَّانِ. Some of them, they have only two rights. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَهُ حَقٌ وَاحِدٌ. Some of them, they have only one right. فَأَمَّا الَّذِي لَهُ ثَلَاثَةُ حُقُقٍ. Those who have three rights, they are فَالْجَارُ الْمُسْلِمِ الْقَرِيبِ. Those who are the neighbor, Muslim, and also from your relatives. لَهُ حَقُّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَحَقُّ الْجِوَارِ وَحَقُّ الْقَرَابَةِ. One of the right because of his neighboring, the other is because of his Islam, the third is because of his relatives. وَأَمَّا الَّذِي لَهُ حَقَّانِ. But those who have two rights, that is فَالْجَارُ الْمُسْلِمِ. One because of his being Muslim, the second because of his being your neighbor. وَأَمَّا الَّذِي لَهُ حَقٌ وَاحِدٌ. But those who have only one right, that is a person who is only your neighbor, فَالْجَارُ الْكَافِرُ لَهُ حَقُّ الْجَوَارِ. He has the right upon you because of his being neighbor. So these are the three types and kinds of the neighbor. So these were the importance of the subject, which of course, if we know, if we look to the Holy Quran, if we look to the hadiths, we can find and we can understand that this matter is very important and we should pay attention and we should go trade with our neighbors in a very good manner. God willing, we will continue these discussions in next part. And I hope that you could use from the hadiths and from the verses from the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.